AI is only going to make this problem more prevalent, the idea that we could destroy ourselves. Whenever you operate off of assumptions, you operate unconsciously. You are literally a program going about your programmed tasks. When you ask questions, that changes. I feel very weird right now because I just recorded the final episode of my first podcast, Enter the Void. And the reason why I feel weird is because it's a full circle moment. A chapter is closing and a new one is opening. Enter the Void was a game changer for me starting this podcast. I wasn't intending for it to really be anything. I was open to it becoming something. But really, I just sat down one day and I needed to clear my head. And journaling takes too long. I struggle with the patience to journal. Although I'm getting back into it and I'll talk about that. This episode is about the philosophy of question everything and why this is my core philosophy, why this is so important to me. This phrase pretty much sums up my life, if I really think about it. There were so many times where I would get in trouble at school or at church or at home for asking questions. And, you know, it wasn't all bad, but there were many times where I would get in trouble for questioning something. And a lot of times it was an adult feeling threatened by my questions. And there have been some adults in my life where I've questioned their authority kind of in a rebellious way. And I feel justified in that because I don't think that you should just say, because I said so. I think as a fully functioning adult with a fully developed brain, or at least that's what we think, I don't think that your default answer for everything should be because I said so. Like, are you really not thinking about why, if I tell my student, hey, I need you to do this thing, and they ask why, you just immediately get defensive? Like, you're not that important. Like, you're just a random teacher at a random school. And yes, you work extremely hard. And yes, I'm sure that you care about your kids. And yes, I'm sure that it's frustrating to have kids talk back to you. But you are not above them. The child is asking a question for a reason. So think about the answer. But the thing is, most adults don't know the reason why they do anything because they haven't questioned it in so long. They don't think about it. By the time you're 25, you're on autopilot. Everything that you do and think and believe and say is based off of prior assumptions. This is extremely dangerous for our species, because if we don't ask questions, history will repeat itself, and as technology gets more and more advanced, we will destroy ourselves. Curiosity is an innate human trait. We can't escape it. I think it's a combination of our curiosity and just our will to live. Our survival instincts are so strong and we are so resilient and we resist death as much as we can. And I think it's the combination of those two things that really explain why we're in the position that we're in as a species, why we are at the top of the food chain. Why we basically, like, no other animal or species on Earth has ever built the stuff that we've built. Like, the entire world has been shaped by us at this point. It's crazy. Our curiosity is so powerful. But most people just give it up for comfort, for safety. by the time they're in their 20s. There's a really interesting scientific, I guess it's just a scientific rule or discovery or fact or whatever that's pretty well known, which is that our brains stop fully developing at age 24. I think for women it's a little bit earlier because they mature faster. Regardless, what, age 24, I mean, that means that my brain is done fully developing. As I say the word develop. All right, that's hilarious. But I wanna question that notion really quick. I'm not a scientist, but do our brains stop developing at age 24 because that's just biologically what happens? Or do our brains stop developing at 24 because that's basically the point in our life where we stop asking questions? Think about how fast a child learns. A child can soak up so much information from the world around them without even being directly taught. That's just observational. But then when you're directly taught as a child, which is why one-on-one teaching is so effective and why classrooms seem to not be as effective, whenever you're taught something directly, you still learn extremely fast. Children are able to develop skills at a rapid rate. And that's where this whole phrase comes from, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. It's difficult once you've made your assumptions and you've settled into your routines and you operate throughout life based off of just an inference or a prediction based off of the things that you've experienced in the past, instead of questioning new information as it reaches you. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. It's not true. You just have to stop being so damn stubborn. I see people's lack of questioning as a threat to my survival and everyone else's. And that's why this phrase is so important to me. Because I can look back at many times in my life where if I would have just kept my mouth shut, I would not be who I am today. I would not be doing what I'm doing today. I would not be married to the person I'm married to. I wouldn't have the best friends that I have. I wouldn't be able to express myself creatively the way that I do. I wouldn't have any clarity on my future. I wouldn't know what love is. I probably wouldn't even be alive. Because the time in my life where I really, really started asking hard questions, moments before that, I almost took my life based off of these assumptions that things are the way they are. This is just how it is. That thinking almost killed me. We are meant for so much more than we give ourselves credit for, and we are so much more capable than we realize. Curiosity unlocks those capabilities, and it unlocks that potential. Now, some people are going to take this phrase a little too far, this, you know, question everything. It's like, well, why are you drinking right now? It's like, well, because I'm thirsty. And it's like, well, why are you thirsty? It's like, oh, maybe because I didn't drink enough water before, or maybe because I just get thirsty. Well, why didn't you drink enough water? But you see what I'm doing, right? Oh, why don't I drink enough water? Maybe because it just is a lot of effort. My fridge takes forever to spit water out. The spout is like super slow. It takes forever. And also the thing that you push it into is really hard to push. So you kind of got to like put your back into it. First world problems, I know, but it's kind of high effort to like get filtered water. And maybe I just don't fill it up as much as I should because it just takes so much effort. It's like, okay, well, either why don't you deal with it or why don't you get a better way to filter water? And it's like, oh, because I don't want to spend the money on it. Why? Right? You could ask questions forever and ever and ever. And it's interesting because I thought that it was stupid to ask why I'm thirsty right now. But now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, I probably should just fix that problem in my life. I should probably find a simpler, more effective, more efficient way to filter water so that I can drink more water because it's healthy and I'll live longer. And my goal is to live to be 101, which I don't know if I've ever said on this or the other podcast before. I was born in 1999. If I live to be 101 years old, I will have lived in three different centuries. So I want to live a long time. Yeah, question everything because you'll uncover some really interesting stuff. I just figured out the reason why I was thirsty. And again, kind of a silly example. We believe certain things and we don't even know why. And those beliefs become convictions whenever we think we've experienced proof that they're true, which is why religious beliefs are so hard because they're not just beliefs, they're convictions. You can convince yourself of almost anything, which is scary. I think that this process of questioning everything is a good way to ensure that that doesn't happen. Because if you only make statements, if you only make assumptions, if you only talk instead of ask, then how can you be so sure that what you're saying is true? And that brings us to my religious upbringing, which plays a huge part in this philosophy and really just the direction that I'm moving in my life in general. You were not allowed to ask questions in the church I grew up in. And the thing is, people that are still in that church, if they're hearing this episode right now, they would say something to the effect of, yeah, we actually encourage asking questions and we encourage you to pray and ask if things are true and blah, 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 blah. But the thing is, they don't realize that there's an entire system that's been set up from the ground up that psychologically conditions you to have certain responses to certain things. And that church is not exclusive to that manipulation. All of society does this. And it's dangerous if you don't question it. I was mentally enslaved and I had no sense of identity outside of this entity. And it was miserable. And I didn't even know how miserable it was. But now I do, looking back. I see how repressed I was. There was always a spark. There was always a little sign that I was in there somewhere, but it was very isolating, and it just creates dependency. And that's also really just what not questioning anything does, is it creates dependency. You become dependent on other people to give you the answers. And when people give you the answers that you like, even if they're not true, if they give you warm and fuzzy answers, then you will be indebted to them. This is why I talk about labels and why they're so dangerous. Because discovering who you truly are takes a shit ton of effort and intentionality, and it takes time, and it's hard, and it's heartbreaking because you have to take a step away from the people that keep you from becoming that best version of you. And all the while, they hate you for it. And they think you're crazy, and they think you're being misled. And no matter how sincerely you could tell them that you're genuinely happy now, they won't believe you. Discovering your true identity is really hard. And it takes so much effort that most people won't do it. It's that hard. Questioning your beliefs is scary and difficult and painful. And for a lot of people, it seems pointless. It's like, well, if I like what I believe, then why should I question it? That's a good question. Maybe you should try and actually answer that question. But you won't. Asking questions is the only way. It's the only path to the truth. Not just the truth in general, but the truth of who you are. And that matters. Because regardless of what you believe religiously, if there is a creator that created us, whether it was by hand or literally like in a mixing bowl, that the meme of like you take certain personality traits where it's like, oh, I'm going to put like a little bit of intelligence and then like, oh, a lot of clumsy, like that whole joke. Oh, God poured way too much autism into me or whatever. It's something like I've heard people say like, oops. Whether or not that is how it happened or whether or not God split itself into a trillion different versions of consciousness, each with their own unique lens to view the world through, it doesn't really matter. You exist as a unique individual for a reason. And the only way that you're going to find that reason and live in alignment with it is if you ask questions. Nearly everything that you believe is wrong. And nearly everything I believe is wrong. My goal is to become less wrong. I think it's in the book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. Like, we're all wrong. And science has always been wrong. But the goal of science is to just become a little bit less wrong over time. Because there are things that we believed scientifically to be 100% true and factual and just ultimate truth 100 years ago that now it's like, oh, well, we were kind of on the right track. Some of those things still remain true, but we were wrong about these things. And these things are so important. These are key components of these hypotheses, of these theories that we got wrong, that now we see that because we asked questions. I'm so intensely passionate about this because I'm not a huge fan of duality, but we're either going to destroy ourselves or transcend ourselves. I don't really see any other option. We've had nuclear weapons now for a couple decades, and we haven't destroyed ourselves yet. Mutually assured destruction. So in order for you to make sure that the other country doesn't send a nuke towards you, you have to make sure you have nukes. And look, we haven't done that aside from Japan. But I think we all learned our lesson from that. AI is only going to make this problem more prevalent, the idea that we could destroy ourselves. Whenever you operate off of assumptions, you operate unconsciously. You are literally a program going about your programmed tasks. When you ask questions, that changes. And so that's why I care so much. And that is why I named this podcast Question Everything. Because I've found a place in my life where I am discovering what true love really is. I'm discovering what it feels like to experience someone's genuine love and support and care and involvement. I'm learning what it's like to have a shared journey with somebody. And this holds true in my marriage, but also in my friendships. And that's really important. I'm coming to a place where I am starting to get in touch with my emotions again and my creativity. I'm taking control of my impulses and my habits, and opportunities are presenting themselves to me. You learn so much about how reality truly operates and how you can use that to benefit your life and the lives of everybody else when you ask questions. Go throughout your day and take note of how many of your sentences end with a period instead of a question mark. You might be surprised. I had a coworker a couple years ago. He was really good at asking questions. And it made me realize, oh, this is why I'm not connecting with anybody. I'm not making connections with people because all I do is talk and I say statements. I don't ask them about what they think and how they feel and what they believe and why. And although me and this person do not see eye to eye on religion, especially at all, he was always cordial about it and was always curious. And do I feel like there was an element of maybe trying to convert me? Sure. But I learned a valuable lesson from that short friendship. I started asking people more questions, and sure enough, I start getting deeper with people. Wow, it's crazy. It's almost like questions are the way to dig deep. If you want to stay on the surface, and if you want to die having lived a miserable life without trying to change it, then continue. I can't force you, and nobody can. The only person that can really get you to change is you. And we all know that this is true. I'm saying this, and it's obvious. Yet we constantly look to external things to fill a void. We look to other people to give us the answers, our pastors, our teachers, our friends, our parents, whatever. Nobody has the answers. No one. Not a single book, not a single religion, not a single political party, not a single individual person in your life. Nobody has the answers. We all have pieces of the truth, which is another reason why I started this podcast. Because Enter the Void was just me. This new podcast, Question Everything, gives me the opportunity now to seek the truth that other people have. That's powerful. Now that I'm confident that I am on a path in my life that is leading me towards discovering more truth for myself, I understand that there's only so much that I can see from my point of view. I have individual skills and passions, interests that nobody else has, a unique combination. And that allows me to be highly specialized in whatever area I decide to explore in my life, but it also is a disadvantage if I stick to myself, because then I'm only getting one perspective of the truth. That's why I want guests on this show, because it gives me an opportunity to find the truth in others and in other places. And if we could all just realize that no one thing holds all the truth. There is an ultimate truth. There is reality, because I don't believe in my truth or your truth, but if multiple people could view a car crash, and they would all have a different story of whose fault it is and who did what first and, oh, who said this and how this happened and the car did this at this time. Our memories are flawed. Our perception is flawed and limited. What makes you think that any one thing holds all the truth? We can all be viewing the same thing, which is the universe, which is life, yet we all see it differently. Don't let anyone convince you that they know the truth. And if somebody does, you should question why. And then you you should probably run really far in the other direction. If somebody says they have all the answers, if somebody says that they know how you can live happily ever after, this goes for business. If someone dangles a shiny object in front of your face and says, hey, I know how to make $1 million overnight. It's really easy. Let me show you. Hey, I know how to get to heaven. You just have to do these things. It's really easy. Let me show you. Run, because it's not true. I'm doing my very best to seek as much truth as I can from my perspective and from my unique lens and through my unique skills and passions. But I understand that I can only go so far alone. And I can only discover so much truth alone. That's the point of this podcast, is so that not only I can come to learn this truth, but so that I can offer a unique perspective for my guests, so that I can help them complete their puzzle. And I hope that I can do the same for you. I hope that this podcast gives all of us an opportunity to question the reality we think we know. And discover truth together. There are going to be some people, there already have been people that claim that I'm leading people down to hell, as if you would even know. There are people that have made a lot of claims, a lot of, especially very, very religious people, who think that the things that I talk about are blasphemy or disrespectful. I'm not the one sitting here acting like I know everything. And in fact, it's this knowledge that I don't know everything, that there's actually very little that I do know, that has freed me. I don't have to know the answers, because I won't. But the way you find truth, the way that you explore what the answers truly are, is not through holding tight to your convictions and trying to convince everybody else that you're right and that they're sinners and that they're going to go to hell and that you know the right way to get to heaven. It's like, what makes you so sure that any of that's real anyway? I believe in heaven and hell, but I don't think that they're places that you go. I think it's a state of being that you create for yourself in the present. And damnation, to damn something is to stop something, but dams can break. Dams can be broken. I was damned for a while in my life. I know what it's like to be in hell. I spent a long time asking somebody to deliver me from that hell, and it never happened. And it's not until I realized that I could create a heaven for myself and for the people around me that I realized there is an inner creator within all of us, and that is a reflection of the supreme creator, whatever that looks like. And the best way to glorify that, the best way to really just show gratitude for this life, is to question everything. We have the ability to ask questions for a reason, so we should use it. That's it for episode 4. I'm really excited for the episodes to come. I'm excited for everything else that's on the horizon. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Find me on YouTube at The Nolan Void if you want to search the handle. My goal is to hit 5,000 subscribers by episode 20. So get to it. Love you guys. I'll see you next time.